So let's bring up Sarah Schieber first.
Okay, so I'm going to start by saying, if you start to learn how to play a stringed instrument in grade school, pretty much one of the first songs you learn how to play is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. This is, at least in our school district, everyone learned this. And this is because it's a very basic song, and you can kind of do a lot of variations on it. And so it's a good way to teach kids rhythm, syncopation, playing around with stuff, kind of introducing musicality at an early stage. And that was the first time, kind of in a really academic setting, that someone had been like, hey, you're not just going to learn something, you know, cut and dry, but this is the bones of something, and you can give life to it in your own way. Going on to be an English major, I took that to heart. Around this same time, my parents got my sister and I both Game Boys that we were only allowed to play in the car. I'm not really sure what the reasoning was. I guess we were going to rot our brains less. So, but because of that, you know, we had really limited playtime, usually, you know, like 10 minutes at a time. I could never really get into the long story game type games. So I played things more like Pokemon. I did well with that. And thank you, Dwight.
Red and blue.
I was red. Pokemon red. So the other one that I played a lot was Tetris.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Bold move there, guys.
So the song that goes along with Tetris is iconic, to say the least. And once again, it's a very simple theme, and in that it's genius because it can kind of speed up and follow along with the game. However, I always found the music kind of demonically chipper at my imminent demise. Because you don't win Tetris. You just keep struggling until you lose. It is just how long you can struggle. Right? Yeah, exactly. As Chris Cartwell just said, it's like life. And I always felt like the music did not adequately reflect this. Because, you know, you start out and, yeah, sure, it's great. This is going well. I'm going to do really well this time. Then you mess up. And you say, no, I can get it back. And then you don't get it back. And you just keep getting more and more lines. And you're kind of sad about it. And you get to a point where, yeah, I can just keep letting the blocks fall, or I'm going to just fight until the bitter end, and it's going to look horrible, but I'm going to keep trying to line up those little blocks until the screen tells me I'm dead. So in the spirit of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, I hope you guys could indulge me in reinterpreting the song a bit to the level of pathos that I thought a little more appropriate to go along with this.